Dave Leventhal, editor-in-chief at Raw Story, is on the Trocare College Lifeline this morning. Dave, seems like we're in a different place than we were a week ago when we talked with you. President Biden appears to be staying in the race, and Democrat dissent is waning, especially after that closed-door meeting between Capitol Hill Democrats yesterday.
It's waning, but not going away completely. And there's two factors that play into that. Number one, there's no U.S. senator on the Democratic side who has straight up said Joe Biden needs to drop out of the race now. But what we do have is a number of senators who are openly opining, wringing their hands over Joe Biden staying in the race and questioning whether he not only should be the standard bearer as president, but the effect of that decision having on Senate elections and U.S. House elections. Sort of lost in all of this, Susan, is the idea that if Joe Biden remains unpopular as he is at this point nationwide, that is going to have a profound and detrimental effect on those candidates who are in very close races. And the Democrats and the Republicans, as I need not tell you, have an incredibly close congressional race going on. So there's this sort of halo effect. And the other thing, too, is on the House side, there are seven now, and the list may grow, members of the House and the Democratic caucus who have openly said, no, we want Joe Biden to step down. And you could add Mike Quigley from Illinois to that list and Mickey Sherrill from New Jersey, who've come on board and signed on sort of to the Joe Biden dropout cause.
It's tough to put the genie back in the bottle, right? I mean, you have a lot of Democrat lawmakers and they're coming out of these meetings and it's all right, we're behind our candidate. But it's not like they're coming out and saying, all right, I'm convinced he's not old anymore. And it's going to take a lot to do that, if it can even be done.
If it can be done. And Joe Biden has basically said, well, I dare you to try to stop me. And Joe Biden's camp and Joe Biden himself are saying, if you want to stop me, we have a convention coming up. It's in Chicago. It's next month. Go ahead. Try. And Joe Biden has all the cards in his hand right now. He has all the delegates. There was no serious challenge to him. The primary on the Democratic side, the fix was in. Florida didn't even have a primary. So there was no open primary for the Democrats, and that obviously played into Joe Biden's favor. But when do we have a situation, Lyndon B. Johnson perhaps being the notable exception in modern history, where a sitting president was forced out by his own party? So Joe Biden's debate performance, of course, has caused a whole bunch of dominoes to fall. But the only one who can really, truly kick Joe Biden out of running for the presidency is Joe Biden. And you can add First Lady Jill Biden to that list, too, and maybe perhaps a few people in Biden's inner circle. But, you know, short of an absolute revolt in the Democratic Party in the convention that would prevent Joe Biden from formally accepting the nomination, he's going to be the nominee unless he decides otherwise himself.
I mean, you almost make it sound like Biden is holding the Democrats hostage.
And some Democrats would agree with that, that he is. But this is the way that the process works. This is the way that a Republican or a Democratic nominee gets selected. And you can love the primary system, you can hate the primary system, but that's our system right now. And for Joe Biden, it's proving to be a massive advantage for him that this process is the way that it is. And that come Chicago next month, barring something that changes the status quo from what it is right now, Joe Biden is full speed ahead to that nomination again, unless he himself decides that he is going to step away.
The lack of enthusiasm, I mean, how do you measure that? I guess polls, right? We saw a few that came out seemingly in days after the debate, but when are the next ones coming?
Yeah, well, you think you can measure it two ways. One, statistically, and you said it, polls, and the polls are not good. Joe Biden's popularity rating is hovering in the mid-30s. He is losing in most of those polls, at least by a little bit nationwide, to Donald Trump, almost across the board, no matter what poll you look at. And the more important polls, arguably, Susan, are the ones in the key swing states, the Wisconsins, the Pennsylvanias, the Michigans, the Arizonas, the Nevadas. And in almost all of those polls, Joe Biden is trailing, some of them a little bit less than others, but it's not good. If you're a Democrat, Donald Trump is probably feeling quite confident and quite happy about the results that he's seeing in the numbers right now, albeit that polls, as we talk about every single time, are snapshots in time, and they're not predictors of the future. But the other thing, too, is just what we talked about to start the segment, which is that when you have dozens of people in your own party who are prominent and hold elected office saying, well, we don't know if Joe Biden's up to the task. We don't know if Joe Biden is truly the standard bearer to fight Donald Trump all the way to November. We don't know, more importantly, even if Joe Biden, if he is elected, if he's going to be able to serve out his full four-year term when he's 86 years old in the year 2029, which would be the last time that you would be serving as president if he served out a full second term. This is not what you want to be talking about if you're the Democratic Party at this juncture, at this moment in time, leading into your convention. It is an unmitigated disaster, I think, by any conventional definition.
The White House is calling tomorrow a big boy press conference, kind of like how I talk about my four-year-old when he dresses himself before he heads out the door this morning. Is that helping things?
No, it's really not. And they're sort of like, oh, you know, let's get behind Joe. He's doing such a good job. And that has been very distasteful to many Democrats as well, that the president is being treated like he's a toddler. And the language is such. Even Jill Biden was praising him in ways that was just sort of cringy for many people who are Joe Biden supporters, but see some of these comments that are made, listen to them, and are just like, oh, this is not how we want to be describing the commander-in-chief, leader of the free world, the man with the nuclear codes, the president of the United States. But that is what is happening in some quarters.
Dave, thank you. We'll talk next week.
Thank you, Susan.
Dave Leventhal, editor-in-chief at Raw Story.